When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Javi's been at it music for such a long time. Baby, vente ahorita pa ver tocar. He dropped La Víctima in August, and ever since, everything changed for him. He's currently at 10 million monthly listeners on Spotify, which is super huge. He's already at 1 million on Instagram.
Oh, Javi's an industry plan. Industry plan. Industry plan.
How did this all happen? Why do you guys think he blew up?
It happened because there's shock value when he talks, when he sings, when he
he's talking.
Oh my God. No, there's shock value when he sings. You see a little video on TikTok that goes, yeah, man. You know the words. You know what he's going to say, but you're still there. You want to hear. A lot of people, they're just there for the comments, to be honest. A lot of people, les gusta el chisme. A lot of people come, a lot of people don't. But it's retention. The name of the game is retention. That's what I think.
You know what? I agree with everything that you said. And I think once he dropped La Víctima, he knew and his team knew that he had to keep the ball rolling because everything is very temporary. As of right now, I think he's on a roll. I think every song that he has dropped has been a banger after La Víctima. Okay, and he has some other good songs. Sin Pagar Let's Renta.
That one came out a while back.
I know, but I'm saying okay, like it. So it's not like he wasn't working. I think he just used TikTok to his advantage, and clearly it's working. It worked.
Be honest. Did you guys think he was going to have another hit after La Víctima? Be honest. Be honest. It's okay, you know?
I'm going to be honest. I didn't think about that.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no. Waste of fucking 10 seconds, guys.
No, I think he had potential because he was already doing like music prior to that. I think a lot of people see a new artist and be like, oh, where the fuck did this person come from? I've seen a lot of comments where he's like, oh, Javi's an industry plant. But like, a lot of people fail to know is that these artists have worked
tirelessly,
like crazy, like mm-hmm. just chasing a dream, grind, song after song after single after single after single. The very first time I heard about Javi was when we went to Phoenix, Arizona to interview a podcaster named B. Lucy.
She's not a podcaster.
She's not a podcaster.
I mean, an influencer.
She's a TikTok baddie.
Damn, a TikToker.
Hey.
And then... All right, bet. But that's the first time I heard about Javi. Yeah, and...
Wait, that day?
Really?
How are you barely telling us now?
Tell me more.
Because I remember B. Lucy had a music video.
Why you tremble when you say her name?
That's crazy.
Anyway. Sorry, babe.
Chihuahua.
No, B. Lucy had a music video with him. It's called, what is it called?
We weren't aware.
Amigos con Derecho.
Amigos con Derechos. And then that song was actually badass. It wasn't a hit.
Okay, but you knew like she was in the music video. But like, how did you find out about that music video or what?
Because she told us. She told us that she was in that music video.
I actually respect that knowledge, Jason.
Wow.
That's the very first time.
My hat off to you for that one.
And that's the very first time I heard about Javi. I like the song, but I just feel like it wasn't enough to give him that boom, you know?
Yeah. And also, okay, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, not actually go because mine's a question.
Okay. And I'd also like to mention, you know, as he said, he already knew him for a long time. We've known Javi. Well, I personally wasn't paying attention that day, but he's been at it for a long time. He has an interview with Pepe Garza from a year ago, so it has to be a little bit longer than that. He looked different. You know, the type of music that he was dropping was a little bit different. So that's what caught my attention when he said, oh, you know, they dropped La Víctima. They knew what was hitting and they kept the ball rolling with that because he's worked at it for a long time, you know, shooting your shot, you know, like a lot of other artists, of course,
dude,
shooting their shot.
And what he did was smart. There's a lot of people who don't like to adapt to what's hitting, and that's super bad. I feel like that's an ego thing. I noticed, I think it was Tony Loya. Well, I never heard him say, but a lot of people said it in the comments that like he's not willing to do what's hitting, like let's
like with the trombone and shit.
Yeah, like because he's like, oh no, like this is my shit. I don't want to copy Peso Pluma, whatever it is. But like sometimes, like I feel like you have to like adapt to what's hitting. I mean, now there, I think he what's it called, previewed a song with the trombone. So, you know, that's a good thing. So I think how he's been going at it for such a long time, the music that he was taking out back then was very like, I don't want to say like traditional, but very like, there was nothing special in. And how we said on the in the TikToks, you either have to be really good, get a lot of attention, or like be really sucky to get attention. Like in between, like unfortunately, like there's a lot of talent, you know, out there. But if you can't get people's attention, like you're not going to hit.
Yeah. And he's saying this because Pepe Garza once told us, you know, when we're having a conversation. And oh, actually, I remember I asked him, how do you pick
the
people that come onto Tengo Talento, Mucho Talento? And he's like, oh, they're either really good or really bad. There's no in between. We don't pick in between because in between, no hace show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that honestly like blew my mind how he just really laid it out.
At the end of the day, like you could be a really good musician, really good singer. But I think what matters is it's entertainment. Like you're in the entertainment business. So you have to be entertaining. You know, it's not about talent. It's about entertainment.
If you're an artist, listen to this.
Yes. We were the ones that were talking about make a song that you can make a TikTok sound with like 3 years ago, bro. Now that's the norm. You know, everybody tries to get that little hook so it could hopefully be a TikTok sound. That's what everybody's trying to do right now. But what's next? As we're saying, shock value.
Okay, so Javi, you know, he finally got it down. He's been with Interscope for 2 years. Luckily, he has a team behind him. So now that, like, you know, he's making noise, Interscope's really helping him push up. But, like, what else is he doing that's, like, good?
That I think what he's doing is that he still is incorporating the Bajoloche. And we did say that Bajoloche kind of died off, but he continues to use it. Back then, you know, we would say that it was Tacuache music, but clearly it's not. I feel like this is not Tacuache music anymore. And then I don't know. I feel like that's something that stands out a lot for me, for Javi. Like, he's still using the Bajoloche and the trombone, too.
I really like that point that you did. So it's having that traditional... Well, not oh, shit, now we call Tacuache music traditional, but... I take that back. So he has like the little bit old, like the little bit like older.
Tacuache te mira, compa.
Fat Tacuache calls Tacuache music.
I forgot what I was going to say.
Diabetic Tacuache talks about. Diabetic Tacuache talks about Tacuache music.
Crazy. I'm not laughing at that. It's not
damn,
funny.
Bro. Oh,
wait, no, that, one more thing. One more thing, too.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
That's fucked up, look, guys. Like, I
so
take that back.
Javi's getting a lot of hate. You know,
no, I'm still sad.
Which is normal. You know, you get a lot of hate, you get a lot of love. But there's a lot of hate. They're calling him Shakiro. They're calling him Industry Plan. What else are they calling him?
Vampiro.
Vampiro.
I don't know what else, but Ucaracha. Just hating, you know?
Yeah, just hating, you know? But this reminds us when Peso Pluma was, you know, barely starting.
On the rise.
Oh, what is that ugly hair?
¿Qué cortecito es ese, mi niño?
What kind of hair is that? Why is he dancing like that? Why is he
cara
dressing
de tortilla
like that?
De harina.
His voice is so raspy.
Cara de tortilla de harina. That's no, I didn't, Peso, no, that's your comment.
Peso, that's your comment. Unfollow his ass. Unfollow his ass. Para que aprendas.
He's like, se me
the comments.
Que son carne asada. Put it on his.
Pero no, ya el cortecito.
It really reminds us of Peso Pluma. You know, they said all this shit. He's so fucking ugly. All of a sudden, he blows up. Everyone loves him. All these girls think he's fucking hot.
He says that like 100 times. He's salty. Yes. He's like, why can't girls say that about me?
No, no. Because Jason's, back then, he was like, oh, he's ugly. And now he says that he's hot.
I never said you were ugly.
He's like, oh, ese peinadito, oh, me gusta.
Ese cortecito de pelo, ay, que me jale la greña.
That's crazy. What the heck? Defamation of character, guys. I will not tolerate
damn,
that.
Jason,
this is not
part back on the podcast, bro.
That's crazy. Javi, I do not condone this.
You
we boys,
said, like,
we love this.
Pelo,
that's crazy. But look, back to serious matters.
Because
we're going to have a sophisticated conversation about Javi, you know? Something that I noticed is that Interscope signed him, which is an American record label that is under Universal Music, signed him 2 years before Música Mexicana was even like blowing up. You know what I'm saying?
I respect that.
Mm-hmm. So I feel like they really saw something in Javi.
Yeah.
Or Raxon.
Yeah, so yeah, Raxon. Oh,
shout out to Raxon.
No, he just jumped onto Javi, right?
Yeah.
He became his manager?
No, okay, so this is what happened. And I got y'all tell me if this was an inside scoop for you guys too, but
Raxon?
Yeah, I talked to somebody that he used to be with RB Music, right?
Yes, we knew. And then he decided to leave to join Javi?
Yeah, he decided. Relax.
He has the insight.
Relax.
Boy, he knew. Sad boys.
Raxon? No, yes, he Javi left RB Music, and then
Raxon left Raxon RB Music.
Left RB Music too. No, well, neither one is associated with RB Music no more.
Oh, I didn't know he was with RB Music at all.
No, I think Raxon told him like, hey, vámonos a la verga. And we're going to go just Interscope. And
like then, Interscope like, got a fat deal for us.
And then actually.
No, they've been having a fat deal.
And then actually he posted like 2 days ago. He's like, ahora todo hace, what did he say?
Oh, the owner of
No. Raxon posted like, I guess like people had like doubts about him like leaving RB Music, you know, because it was a solid job, and he just betted on Javi to like blow up, because you know you say you have a job at a record label, like you know there's shows, there's money. It's like let's say leaving your 9-to-5 to chase the dream, you know?
Yeah, which is insane.
Oh, he posted ahora todo tiene sentido.
You should say that again.
Sorry.
Oh, by the way, guys, Raxon is Javi's manager.
Yeah.
So he did take the bet, and I feel like that kind of like shows respect to Raxon too, because he took the bet, you know. Javi could have not hit, but he's like, fuck it, this was gonna
hit. But I feel like they saw something in him, and Raxon? You know, everybody the whole team, all the team, you know, he has a big team right now, you know, they saw something in him, he was trying, you know, the team comes in and it's like trying to like polish him, you know, to like really get him ready for big things, and of Raxon? Course that's what happened. Yes, but yeah, shock value. I mean, he changed looks a few times. So that just comes to show that.
Hey, what do you mean he changed looks a few times?
Oh, I meant like the hairstyle and all that stuff. And also, I feel like we talk about looks a lot now because we're also realizing how artists need to be like a full, like a how do you say?
Are you trying to say artists need to look hot?
No, I'm saying how an artist looks.
You can't be an artist.
No,
then.
Y'all are not going to make me look sus.
You dumb. Okay.
Well, it needs to be like a whole.
Like, it, like in everything, looks, you know? Matters, looks matter.
Yeah, it looks matter. And I
you're
think
Javi's hot.
That's crazy. Let your statement out, please.
Let it out.
Spit it out.
It's okay.
These days, looks matter to whoever they matter. They don't matter to me. Okay? Not me.
Let me get a picture with los primos.
Oh my god, I wanna post my picture with Armenta. Oh my god, look, I wanna post it. El más bueno con la pluma.
You were gonna pick
cooking them. No. And then he was like, oh, it's because I just need to post something, you know?
La plumota.
<That's> el mejor con el del plumazo.
La agarré la pluma Armenta.
Peso pluma.
Oh yeah. Talking about I already said that.
But not being sus, looks matter. Whether it's for, you know, girls to think you're attractive or whether it is for shock value, okay? In this case, let's say the peso pluma haircut.
But do you think he is attractive?
No.
That's fucked up. Damn, Javi. You're
saying he's ugly?
I'm saying I don't care.
Just kidding, guys. Sorry.
I know, we're fucking around.
Yeah, so our space, you know, it started with like, we know it was like Tacuache Music at first, but now there's these big record labels looking. These record labels been at it, developing artists for the end of time. So they already have like all these things in place. You know, it's like, okay, there's an artist. Okay, let's work on his looks. Let's work on, you know, the writing, all that. So we've seen an evolution of these artists. Like they're paying attention to a lot more things. And of course, it's getting more competitive.
Yeah, honestly, that shit matters a lot. There's a lot of things that...
Whether for good or bad.
The looks. Oh, also, you know, if you're an artist and you're watching this, pay attention. You have to make a lot of content.
Content.
You can't be that fucking artist that's like, oh, you know, I'm only going to post like once a year. Except if you're Ivan Cornejo.
He got it down. You know?
Oh, well, he made a second account to post more, you know, which is good. But you have to post a lot of content. When Javi came in here, he literally filmed 5 TikToks with us.
And they all blew up, huh?
Yeah, well... Actually, it was him himself. He recorded one. He's like, oh, let's make a TikTok together so that we could promote this podcast. And actually, that would be the very first guest that said that.
And it wasn't like, oh, mi gente, go watch the podcast. It was literally like we fucking danced or we did some shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. TikTok. I remember why I say 5 TikToks now because we recorded a few and then he recorded one himself. But it, like he literally sat down. He's like, okay, ¿Qué puede ser? He's like, okay, hay que hacerlo así.
He was literally brainstorming. And
he was brainstorming. Like, you know, we saw him at work. Because, you know, he's been at it for years.
Yeah.
And he was actually the one that teach me how to cut a sound. He's like, oh, I see. And then after we got it down, oh, that was for our own video. But for his video, he was like, okay, I'm going to use this sound. And then, like, since there was people here, I remember he went into the restroom, he closed the door, and he was listening to it. Well, I mean, I'm guessing that's what he did, you know. And then he came out. Yeah, I was like, I don't know. He came out. He was still listening to it. He went in the restroom, closed himself, set it up, came, still listened to it again. He's like, okay, this is it right here. We filmed the video, and I checked. One time I checked, and it was like at 6 million views.
Damn.
So it's content creation, and I think a lot of people don't do it because I think a lot of artists look down upon content creators, like they think we're less.
Yep.
Okay.
I see that a lot too.
Okay, I'm trying to flip the question now. Okay, it's undeniable, not to sound cocky, but people want to be on our platform. At the time, Javi was an upcoming artist and he wanted to be in our show. Do you guys think, also the people in the comments, that we have an effect of the information and the guests that we have on?
Can you say that like...
Basically trying to see, does the podcast help, right?
Does the podcast help?
You look huevos, entonces.
Does our podcast platform help push these artists?
Más huevos.
My answer to that is, we have a platform, you know, like let's say you have a stage right here. We have a few eyes looking, but at the end of the day, it's the artist that steps on that stage on our platform and, you know, shine. You say shine and some shine. So I'm just doing okay job. Yes, see.
Okay, guys. Let me know in the comments if you guys think our platform has that type of impact where you guys, you know, come to our page or whatever it is and look at a new artist and we're like, damn, Augusto Papá really put me on. Let me know in the comments because I feel like that's
and
an important
so, what
information
artists,
for us, you know?
What artists have we done that for?
Exactly. Let us know.
The podcast?
That's for you guys to say.
You guys say that. Comment down. I want to know, please. I'll read it.
But yeah, I think to wrap up the content creation side, look at Jose Torres. You know, I think he's the embodiment of content creation. Whether you think he's really smart or you think he's a dumbass, he has, you know, he's an okay singer. You know, he's no Julian Alvarez. He plays accordion. You know, good enough, of course, way better than me. So I can't criticize all that. But that's good. That's good. His show business part is with his content creation. He has a very peculiar way. I think that at first it was a character. Now that I think it's like taking over his brain and he's that you said he's that person, no?
Mm-hmm.
What? How did you see him when you saw him at Fuerza, no?
Yeah.
How was he?
He didn't see. I was a little...
A little bit.
Oh, just like...
Yeah, my boy was flying in another galaxy.
Whatever.
Yeah, so content creation. Make content. Don't think you're too good to dance in front of the camera with a little sound. 18. Yeah. So make content. Don't be scared.
So yeah, guys, if you're a musician, make content. Stop. You can't just be a musician. You can't just be a singer. You have to make a lot of content. Be different. Try to stand out. You know, it's not all just playing good and singing good.
Yeah.
More than that.
You gotta
be
more
well-rounded. Content creators too. Don't just do the same thing that everybody else is doing. And of course, you could say, well, what about you guys? But,
you know, we try, you know.
Yeah, we've been trying at it. We realized the first. Now we're trying to put into practice. But yeah, don't wait for like I would tell my boy Keko, don't wait for the perfect person to come so you could take some advice. You know, yeah.
We're cutting that out. All right, guys, let me know in the comments something, you know.
Hey guys, comment down below. What do you guys think about Javi? Do you guys still think he's an industry plant? And for the people who don't like him, give us like a good reason. Don't just be like, you know, he's not good. He sucks. But like, tell us why. You know, numbers don't lie. And he's been with Interscope way before. So it wasn't like Interscope just out of nowhere, like pushed him up. He definitely has talent. He has the energy. The content creation part is there. He's different.
And he's hungry too.
The voice is raspy.
You can see like when he performed, he's like hungry for like,
yeah, because
that's
success.
Another thing too. Dude,
when he was singing right here, he acted like he was singing like at the Microsoft. Yeah. Dude, that shit was like...
Yeah.
No artist would have done that.
That's the thing too. You have to like... What's the hunger? I feel like they get a hit or two.
Yeah,
se te mata un tito el hambre.
And it's normal,
And you can say hasta uno, you know, but that's something that I saw. He was here and he was even like, oh, like the voice sounds good because at that point we didn't really have shit in this place.
Yeah, still don't have shit.
He's saying like crazy, you know, like if he had a crowd, like I was speechless.
Yeah, no,
the way sure. that he sang, the way that he didn't care if it was two people, 10,000, whatever.
Yeah, that's the thing about Javi. It doesn't matter if it's one or like a million fucking people. Like he's gonna sing like he's at the Foro Sol or some shit.
Yep. The only other person I seen sing like that in front of a few people was Nata. Yep. And it shocked me that day too.
But yeah, guys, comment down below.
Good insight. Guys, take care. Thank you guys for tuning in. Ya lo vemos.
Los vemos. This was a Vlogmas
show. 5 or something like this.